today. Love in lockdown. 6 Today in Focus listeners, 3 Zoom dates, and you're about to hear all of them. I used to love Fridays, the end of a long week in the office with that spontaneous drink after work in a packed bar, and perhaps the possibility that you might catch the eye of someone across the room. It could be a glance that leads to nothing, or maybe a meeting that will change your life. Because of lockdown, we can no longer flirt, date, and fall in love like we used to. A table for two has been replaced by a takeaway over Zoom, and your connection might depend more on your broadband speed than anything else. We wondered what this new style of dating might sound like, which is why for today's episode, the first of a two-part special, we decided to do something different. Working with The Guardian's Blind Date column, we asked listeners to let us matchmake them with a stranger on a virtual date, with dinner provided, and we recorded each one for you to hear. Some of our daters are self-isolating on opposite sides of the world. Others live just streets apart. None of them can physically meet up. For now. From The Guardian, I'm Rachel Humphreys. Today in Focus, blind date takeover. Looking for love in lockdown. It's time for our first couple.
Hello, I am Harry. I'm 32 years old. I work in sort of factual television as a producer, and I live in London.
I'm Jason, I'm 25 years old. I work as a journalist in Hong Kong.
On a quiet Saturday in lockdown, Harry and Jason's date began in different time zones with cocktails for one of them.
Okay, I am sort of ready. What was I looking for from the date? I think I was just looking for a fun chat that didn't involve a quiz.
Wait, can you hear me?
Hi, well, I'm Harry.
It's nice to meet you. This is the first time I'm using Zoom, so I don't know if everything's actually working.
First impressions generally were, okay, is this a person that is being held against their will? You'd be sitting in a dimly lit, what looked like a box white room, you know, like a room out of Homeland.
Let me try and get the lights. Hold on.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'm just worried for your safety. It looks a bit like you've been kidnapped.
How's that? Is that better?
But then once he turned on the light, he was handsome, dark hair. He had a nice, slightly florally patterned shirt on, I believe, which was very confidently opened to show some chest.
Oh, do you not like it?
On you, yeah, it looks good.
Thank you.
What time is it there?
It's 11:30, I think. I think we're 7 hours ahead of you.
Have you had dinner then?
I've actually just ordered from like this Greek restaurant that I've never tried before.
And what Greek food have you ordered?
A chicken souvlaki. Let me see, some eggplant, some hummus.
So he seemed really nervous about the date, which I thought was really cute.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So it's like 4 p.m. there, right? So you're sober.
Well, I'm actually not sober because what I've done before this is I've drunk at least 3 glasses of what was remaining of alcohol in my flat, which was vodka.
What was the reason for that? Nerves.
Yes, because I feel like a virtual date is slightly more intense actually than a real date. I don't always have dates round to my flat on the first date. Oh. So here we are.
And that's the first difference between you and I.
I have whipped up some pasta because I spent all the money The Guardian gave me on some cocktails which are being delivered to my flat, which I didn't know was a thing, but I googled it.
That's really funny. It's more of a thing now that social distancing is happening.
Yeah. So what's it like in Hong Kong then?
So we're not on lockdown per se, but pretty much everyone's staying indoors. I think in the beginning, internationally, people saw Hong Kong as maybe being overprotective and maybe being a little bit paranoid. But, you know, like we've had our scare before, like we had SARS in 2003, and then we learned from that. And as we see now in the world, now that it's kind of taking hold of everywhere else in the world outside of Hong Kong, people are beginning to realize why our measures were drastic. In my mind, like, Hong Kong is probably one of the safest places to be right now. I live in an apartment. So like right outside my building, there's a Tesco, and that's where I do my groceries. But outside of that, I haven't seen anybody.
Yeah, Tesco's in Hong Kong.
We've got Tesco in Hong Kong, yeah. This is how colonial we are.
Do you have Marks and Spencer's?
We have a lot of Marks and Spencer's.
And also, sorry to interrupt, but I think that my cocktails might be here because I think I just heard a light tap on the door. I will be back. Back in a sec.
Sure.
One sec.
Okay, describe Harry in 3 words. He is A, tipsy, intellectual.
1 second, they're here. I've just got to call them out.
God, are you okay?
Just need some ice. Right, so cheers. We have to do a little cheers.
Let me get some gin. Hold on.
Oh, this is actually quite nice. I wish you could try some.
Next time I'm in London.
How acceptable is it to be gay in Hong Kong?
Okay, so we have a lot of expats who come to Hong Kong who are Anglophone. And among that circle, it's quite progressive. Like, people are quite open to other people who are gay, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if you are with, like, locals, I mean, they can be a little bit more conservative. So, but like, if you, for example, came to Hong Kong, like, you'd be fine.
Best thing about Harry, you know, he actually seemed to care about obscure details of my life.
We're in the pandemic. What are you doing?
Let's see. I baked my first pie ever.
So I think that there were two quite prominent awkward moments. One, where I asked to see the pie that he'd made.
Is the pie still around? Can I see the pie?
Insistently asked.
Because I quite like pie, so I'd quite like to have a look if it's still there.
Oh my God. Give me a sec.
Oh God, I think I've made an error here.
We still have that pie.
Why have I asked to see the pie? I don't need to see the pie. Why have I asked to see it? Oh my God, there's going to be one small slice of pie. Oh God, I need a drink.
Okay. All right. Okay. I figured it out. Here we go. This, it's like the smallest piece of a pie, but if you can actually tell what it is, then I'll be impressed.
It's hard to see between the pixels of the lag on the virtual call, but is it like a creamy pie?
It's a lemon meringue pie.
Yeah, that was quite awkward. Secondly, there's a point where I started singing a song.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Was it Let It Be? I can't remember what song it was.
I got you to hold me tight.
Oh my God.
Stop it. I know it's so romantic. Stop that face that you're pulling.
Pick a different song and we can sing that.
I think he thought I was agreeable, open-minded, and radio-friendly, and obviously cute.
I think he had very good table manners. He seemed very polite. I mean, his Greek takeaway never actually arrived, so it's hard to sort of judge him on, you know, sort of like meal situation.
I'm actually kind of worried about it right now. I'm just like, where is it?
What happened to the poor person? This was like a true crime podcast. What happened to the takeaway person?
This is probably the first time I've ever been on a dinner date and the food just never came.
# where's the eggplant?
That's exactly what I need right now. But it's fine. I mean, like, I've got this. I've got you.
Cheers. I got you, babe.
I obviously wonder what Jason thought of me, particularly considering I'd had quite a lot to drink.
Just having another cocktail.
How many of those do you have?
At the moment, I've just poured another one. And then to my left, I've obviously used two up. It says I've got two left in this bag.
Imagine if this is how all dates are going to be for the rest of our lives. Virtual, laggy.
Laggy sounds just so romantic.
Because I feel like there'd be times in the past that I would have described like face-to-face dates as laggy. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes it's just like that person that you're on a date with and you're just like, oh my God, you do not get what I'm saying. And it's just, there's just this huge lag.
What has been your worst date that you've been on in the last 5 years?
Ooh. Let me think. Well, what about you?
So there was a day where basically he took me to a kind of initiation of a cult.
This is way more interesting than mine already.
Oh God, I hope my mom and dad don't listen to this. basically, I went to this hotel and a man sort of started preaching quite intensely. And then there were lots of people around me who had also been taken along as sort of recruits. He went to the toilet, which I'm almost sure was on purpose, because then I got left with about 5 to 6 people from this organization who then started telling me about why I should join.
Wait, so was he a part of the cult?
Oh, yeah, he joined it. He'd spent loads of money on these weekends away.
Do you think that he actually wanted to go on the date with you, or do you think he was just like, I'm just going to recruit him?
Well, Jason, that's a brutal question that I probably should have asked myself before the date.
So marks out of 10, I would probably give Jason a solid 8.
I'd give the whole experience a solid 8.
I can confirm that we did swap numbers.
Yeah, I mean, you should come and visit.
It sounds fun. I would like to go.
Come. You can sleep on the couch that I'm sitting on right now.
Obviously, Jason lives in Asia, which is not the easiest place to get to.
If our paths should cross at some point, I mean, why not? You know, this was an experience, and it would be nice to actually meet the other person who helped make this the experience that it was.
So I think perhaps we'll have to see how things virtually pan out. But I'd like to thank him for a nice date.
You can read more about Harry and Jason's date and see their beautiful faces in tomorrow's Weekend magazine and in the Blind Date column at theguardian.com. Our second couple is Sam, who's 34 and lives in LA, and Jennifer, who's 28 and lives in London.
Hi,
Jennifer.
Hi.
My expectations for the date, like most things, are pretty low. You know, I just wanted to have a chance to meet someone else.
This is really bizarre.
Is it? I don't know. I feel like I've done a lot of Zoom calls, so this is our new normal, though, now.
My only hopes were really just have a nice conversation and be able to expense some food to The Guardian.
So, what was I hoping for from this date? Electricity? Okay. Sparks?
Sorry?
Oh, I think you just froze.
A laptop self-imploding from caustic chemistry?
Hello, 1212?
Hello? I can.
Hello?
And definitely someone to head up to the registry office with once we're all allowed out again.
There we go, I think we're back.
Where are you?
I am in a neighborhood called Silver Lake. It's like the hip music scene from like the early 2000s moved here and they kind of just like didn't leave. And so Moby's got his restaurant in the neighborhood and Karen O is probably around here somewhere.
Okay.
First impressions. I can tell right away that she's very pretty and just more than that, just like had a really good sense of herself and just seemed like someone who just moves through the world with a lot of confidence.
I'm a civil servant. I work for the Cabinet Office. I've recently got a new job working in comms, so getting to put a positive spin on the government's activities, which is always fun.
An awkward moment was, I think, around like 20 minutes in, she actually revealed that she couldn't see me.
Here, I'll show you. I got some.
So just a quick thing. I can't actually see you right now.
Oh.
And I was waiting for like the appropriate time to mention that.
I mean, it's not like my physical presence is like such a gift to the world that like everyone needs to see me. But I don't know. I spent some time like getting the light nice and like looking presentable for a Zoom date. It felt like a little bit off balance that like, you know, that I could see her, but she couldn't see me.
I've got stock video. I'm assuming we don't want to do that.
Okay. Well, I can use the power of language to describe what's going on. Okay.
You know, maybe this has something about that our conversation went pretty well that I don't totally remember everything we talked about just because I think we were kind of in it.
I'm not convinced we're going to have an election. A fair election.
Wait, so sorry, before the pandemic, did you think that you were going to have a fair election?
I think it depends on what you mean by fair. Okay. If fair means...
There was an awkward moment when I made a joke about not all saunas being the upstanding establishments that they advertise themselves to be.
Like an actual sauna or like what I'm thinking type of sauna?
Yeah, it was like a sauna. No, it was like an actual sort of just like treat yourself to, like, you know, cedar planks, sweat room stuff. So,
okay. And Sab then had to strenuously deny ever having visited one.
I've never been to those. Like, there, there certainly are a bunch in San Francisco.
I promise this isn't a sting operation. I'm not trying to entrap you.
Any awkward moments? There were times when I couldn't really hear what she was saying.
And then lockdown happened.
Is it a bunch? You brought a bunch of what?
Canvases?
Oh, yeah. For painting.
And I didn't want to keep making her repeat herself.
Yeah.
And the charm offensive might have been a bit of an uphill battle from that point onwards.
Have you been doing, like, virtual hangouts much?
Yes. So on Fridays, I have a long-standing date night with two of my best friends. And then on Sundays, I have Sunday morning snuggles with two other best friends.
Wow.
Where one of the Sunday best friends, he has started researching lesser known women of history who just happen to be badasses. And so on Sunday mornings, I get on the phone to her and we dissect all of these historical characters as if, you know, they were alive in modern day and we're just spilling the tea about them. And it's wonderful.
What do you think Jennifer made of you? I really don't know. I mean, I would like to think that we had, like, a nice time together. This is maybe a little bit awkward to talk about, but I feel like in this, you know, date, because it was over Zoom, I feel like I was very much like my public self.
What sort of dance classes are you taking?
So, like, a lot of, like, jazz, modern, there's a class called It's Wednesday, Bitch, which happens on Wednesdays, and it's a lot of, like...
Dancing to Britney Spears.
It's a lot of dancing to Britney Spears. Knee pads are suggested, because there's a lot of, like...
Yeah.
I was like, this is, yeah. I think, like, a lot of moving to LA has sort of been knowing myself better, and I at least know myself well enough to know that it is not Wednesday for this bitch, I guess.
Like, in the last year or so, I've sort of slowly becoming more and more public, though I guess if you run this, it'll be a lot more public, about, like, identifying as queer and kind of, like, learning what that means for me. And that's not something that really came up at all in the call. And I think I can, like, read pretty straight, pretty cis. And yeah. And so, like, I think that the image of me that she has is, like, perhaps tempered by having, like, my public self on full blast, right? And also, like, filtering through the communication problems of the internet. Did she introduce you to her housemates? So I believe she said that she lives at home, and so I think it would have been a little bit early to introduce me to her parents.
I mean, it's great. Like, obviously, it's a global epidemic, and so it's, you know, nice to be with family, because otherwise I'd be fretting about their well-being.
Swapping numbers. We did not get around to swapping contact details. And how did the date end?
So I think I'm going to try to go on a hike. Mm-hmm.
Judging by the lack of chemistry and spark and just how amicable the whole call was, I think it would be fair to say that I'm not Sam's type romantically.
I have a dog.
Marks out of 10. I give it a 10 out of 10.
I would give it a 4 for the romance, but a solid 6 out of 10 for a lovely conversation. But the proverbial butterflies remained quite stubbornly in their cocoons.
After this, there's fighting talk on our third date, but will Titus and Elena become sparring partners? Our third and final date is between a couple who live so close they might even have passed each other on their daily exercise in the park.
What was your name? Sorry, I should have probably started with that, shouldn't I?
Titus.
Titus? that's a cool name. Where's that from?
Latin. My mum studied art history, so she was always a big fan.
Mine's Elena. It's a Welsh Italian family.
My first impression was, oh good, he's fit. Sorry.
Well, I moved to London when I was one. I was actually born in Wales, so.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I guess that counts. Yeah.
I went into the date hoping to meet somebody who I found quite interesting. There was a good chat. And, you know, at worst, you come out with good anecdote and some gossip for my friends.
I'm always at the gym because I'm an amateur Muay Thai fighter.
Oh, wow.
So if this wasn't happening, I was meant to be fighting in the Indigo at the O2 tomorrow. Today would have been my weigh-in. I would have had my weigh-in photo and been like, girl, yeah, like face down with the girl. And then
my first impressions of Elena were very good. I thought she was beautiful, very, very attractive, very sporty, and sort of a great smile. I was really pleasantly surprised. We spoke for about 3 hours and it sort of flowed really well.
How did you find that?
Well, get into it.
You weren't just fighting in the pub.
Yeah, pretty much. Just had a fight in the street. No, I'm kidding. I had a fight and I thought, right, I like this. No.
Best thing about her, no, I think she's a great conversationalist.
What do they used to call? They used to call me hamster fist. Yeah, because my hands are really small.
Lots of talk about her Muay Thai fighting, which I thought was very, very interesting.
So I went to Chiang Mai because that's where all the female fighters are. Hmm. Women aren't even allowed to touch the ring. That used to be the rule with a lot more of the stadiums in Bangkok. It's a whole thing to do with menstruation. So as a result, the female fight scene grew in northern Thailand.
I spent some time in Thailand, but again, it was just...
Where did you go?
Raleigh. I was there for like 2 months, just climbing.
Oh, just climbing. That's amazing. That's what
there was no sort of awkward silences ever.
Oh my God, if I could quarantine with a dog right now, I'd be like, I don't need to talk to anyone. I've got a dog.
I was umming and ahhing a few years ago what to get. I even looked at a mini cow because apparently they're a thing.
Oh my God.
Can I share this? Why pygmy hedgehog is the perfect pet.
Really? Wow, these pictures are great. Hedgehogs, unlike dogs, do not bark.
Okay, describe Titus in 3 words. My official answer. Cute, funny, and smart.
Well, there's a good book, John Ronson, You've Been Publicly Shamed.
Yeah, I've read that.
But my unofficial answer is hot secret nerd, which is exactly my type.
So do you do anything else in your spare time?
I play lots of board games and things.
So. Do you? Oh my God. So, right, what's sort of your favourite one?
Well, that's sort of my collection over there.
Holy shit! So what if I wanted to get into board games, what's the entry level?
If it's just the two of us, I've got some like easy entry level games which are quite fun and they've got lots of depth. Then I've got sort of drinking party games, like variants of Jenga and things.
Did you say you have drinking Jenga?
Like a variant of it, yeah.
And then there was another point where, so basically because I've downloaded that snap camera app that turns you into a potato, the camera switched over to that and it was just like a wall of yellow.
This is my fault because I wanted to be a potato.
Yay. There you are.
And also, I didn't order my Deliveroo at the same time.
Have you ordered your food? Have you ordered food? Because I didn't order it.
It's going to be delivered at any second.
I'm such an idiot.
Yes, he had very good table manners.
What food did you get?
I went for sushi.
Oh, Deliveroo won't log me in.
Do you know what he did? Because my Deliveroo came a lot later than his, he actually waited to eat his.
Sure, if you just leave it on the doorstep, I'll come out and get it.
Which I thought was very sweet.
You didn't have to do that. Impeccable table manners.
Well, my elbows are on the table, so they're not that impeccable.
I'm also having a beer.
Describe her in 3 words. I would say punch, kick, knee.
So what does your like typical training routine look like? What do you do?
Today's was 8 minutes non-stop of 10 kneel to squats, 10 hollow rocks.
What do I think she made of me? I think she... I'm not sure, to be honest. I think she had a good time. I have no idea. Generally, I have no idea what she thought of me.
12 burpees.
What do I think Titus made of me? Sometimes guys are a bit like, oh God, who is this mental Welsh woman talking to me now? But he didn't seem fazed by me at all.
What's the Italian connection you had? You have?
My great granddad was the first to move to Wales. So basically, there are loads of Welsh Italians.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, for one.
Is she Italian?
She's Italian, Welsh, yeah.
Oh my god, I didn't know about her! I didn't know she was one of us! I didn't think she was one of us! That makes a lot of sense now.
He took me in his stride, he did well.
Do you have Italian in your family as well?
I'm slightly dark-skinned and things, but no. Like Derbyshire.
Ah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Marks out of 10, I would say, given what I expected from the date, I would say 10 out of 10.
Marks out of 10. Should I say a 9? 8 or 9? Maybe I shouldn't be too keen. I'll say an 8.
I think as virtual dates go, I don't think it could have gone any better.
Yeah, the conversation was really easy.
Have you seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Yes, I enjoyed it very much.
It's so good. It is the best Spider-Man film.
I was a Spider-Man fan as a kid. We did swap numbers. We have texted a couple of times.
I would definitely be up for meeting in person once social distancing is over.
Is there anything that you've missed out on?
I think mainly friends. I think having friends over is the big issue.
You know, it's very easy to get in your own head when you're like stuck at home by yourself, because he lives alone as well. So I guess he must feel similarly. But it also just was genuinely a really nice conversation.
We recorded this several weeks ago, and you'll be pleased to hear Elena and Titus are still chatting, mainly about Drag Race, Animal Crossing, and Elena's sourdough starter. They're looking forward to a board game session once lockdown's over. We'll bring you more dates next Friday. Thanks to the Guardian Weekend magazine's Blind Date team. You can read their column in print or online at theguardian.com every Saturday. If you want them to set you up on a virtual date, you can email them blind.date@theguardian.com. Thanks to everyone who contacted us for this episode, and to Harry, Jason, Sam, Jennifer, Elena and Titus for letting us listen in on their dates. Today's episode was produced by matchmaker extraordinaire Hannah Moore, and sound design was by Axel Kakutier. The executive producers are Nicole Jackson and Phil Maynard. I hope you all have a lovely weekend, and we'll be back on Monday.